Google VP, thousands of employees calling black women unworthy of inclusion are statistically insignificant. By Lucas Nolan on July 16, 2019. Google executive Karen Bhatia testified Tuesday that thousands of company employees declaring a black conservative woman's perspective unworthy of inclusion was not a problem, because Google has nearly 100,000 employees worldwide. At a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, asked Google VP Karen Bhatia why the company's Artificial Intelligence Advisory Council dissolved rather than include Kay Coles James, president of the Heritage Foundation. According to Cruz, 2,500 Google employees signed a petition supporting James' removal, stating that her opinion views are not valid and not worthy of inclusion. Bhatia dismissed that fact by saying those thousands of people are only 2% of Google's workforce, though he did not state what percentage it is, more specifically within its U.S.-based workforce. Cruz asked Bhatia, "Senator Blackburn asked about the advisory council that you put together on artificial intelligence. One of the people on that advisory channel was Kay Cole James, who is the head of the Heritage Foundation. You worked at the Heritage Foundation, I believe you said. Do you consider the Heritage Foundation to be some fringe organization?" Bhatia replied, "No, sir, I consider it a conservative organization." To which Cruz said, "So 2,500 Google employees signed a petition to have Ms. James removed from the council, and they said, quote, by appointing James to the attic, Google elevates and endorses her views, implying that hers is a valid perspective worthy of its inclusion in this decision-making. This is unacceptable." Cruz continued, "So you have 2,500 employees at Google saying that Ms. James, who by the way is an African-American woman who was one of the first women to desegregate Richmond public schools, 2,500 employees saying that her view is not valid or worthy of inclusion. Google, in response to this, dissolved the entire committee. Do you understand when you see the kind of bias saying a conservative African-American woman's views are not valid and not worthy of inclusion that the American people would say these guys are silencing voices they disagree with?" Cruz replied, "Is this your testimony, Mr. Bhatia, because I'm finding this difficult to credit? Is it your testimony that Google did not dissolve the committee because your employees were mad that anyone right of center was included?" Bhatia stated, "We dissolved the committee, Senator. I think we were clear at the end of the day that it was not going to be viable to continue the council given what we were seeing happen with other members of the committee." Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.